Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God.
Lord God, we thank you for
today. Check it out.
This time,
share it with somebody.
We thank you, God, for this conference. God,
let's get into this week's message.
Helping Marquise to be a yielded vessel, Father God, that you can use to do what it is that pleases you, God. Thank you for bringing us together in this place today, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you will help me to speak only that which you want me to say, God. And I pray that you will help every heart to be receptive to what you are saying to us tonight, God. God, I thank you for being with us wherever we go. I thank you for empowering us by your Spirit, God. And I pray that you will help us to rise up to do that which you have called us to do. God, help us to be receptive to your word today and to fulfill the purpose and plan you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Shortly after the inauguration of Joshua, Moses, the servant of the Lord, died. And Joshua found himself in a different situation than he had ever been in. He had served the man of God. He had assisted him as he did the duties the Lord had called him to do. But now he found himself as the leader of God's people. You know, it's a lot different when you're a student than when you're a teacher. It's a lot different when you go from being a child to being a parent. It's a lot different when you go from being a student to being a teacher. And so now Joshua found himself in this unique situation. We've been watching the campaign, and Donald Trump has said some things that have seemed immature during the campaign. But now he's going to have to transition into being a president. You see, now he's going to need to conduct himself in a presidential manner. You see, so often, we oftentimes don't realize how much responsibility comes with power. You see, now that he will inherit this office, it's important for him to conduct himself accordingly. Joshua found himself in a different situation. Have you ever been there? Have you ever found yourself suddenly moved into a position that you didn't realize all that it entailed? I remember when me and my wife were just, when we had no kids, and we would go out and eat when we wanted and travel when we wanted and do so many different things. But when the kids came, things changed. You know, people told us what raising kids was like, and people told us how much detail was involved in it. But when we got into it, we found out there's a whole lot more than what people had told us. You see, sometimes you find yourself in a position and realize that there's so much more involved in it than you thought there would be. It's so much different when you go from assisting to leading, when you go from being a child to being a parent, when you go from living with your parents to living on your own. It's so much different. So God, knowing what Joshua would face in these situations, in these circumstances, gave him some advice. He told him to be strong and courageous. And if you are going to rise up to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish in your generation, in this life, in this time, in this season, you're going to have to be strong and courageous. You see, it's easy to just be in the background and to be hidden and to just blend in. But any dead fish can go with the flow. It takes a healthy, strong fish to make it upstream against the current. You see, God is calling us to be strong and courageous. If we're going to rise up, that's what we're going to have to do. Now, there's a lot of people rising up right now, and it's just so interesting that God placed this theme in your heart some time ago. But God is not calling us to rise up like the world rises up. God is calling us to rise up and pray. Do you remember when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane with Peter, James, and John? They kept falling asleep, but Jesus told them to watch, or some translations say, rise and pray. You see, God is calling us to do things differently than the world. You see, we are not to be like the world. If we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. But we are to be holy, blameless, and of right conduct in this world. So God is telling us to be strong and courageous. I know we may have questions about what type of things is this president going to do? What's he going to be like? Is he really the way he was portrayed as a campaigner? But we've got to be strong and courageous. We've got to know in whom we have believed. We've got to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct our paths. We've got to know who our source is. Our source is not the White House. Our source is God Almighty. We've got to be strong and courageous. So what does it mean to be strong? How do you define strength? Strength is defined as the quality or state of being physically strong, the ability to resist being moved or broken by a force, the quality that allows someone to deal with problems in a determined and effective way. And when God told Joshua to be strong and courageous, he was talking about all these. God wants us to be strong physically. He wants us to be strong mentally. And he wants us to be strong spiritually. 3 John verse 2 tells us, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers." So he's telling us he wants us to have physical strength. He wants us to be physically strong. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to take care of our bodies. But then he says, as your soul prospers, he also wants you to prosper mentally. He wants you to get an education. He wants you to be of a sound mind. And then he wants us to prosper spiritually. Ephesians 6:10 tells us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, so many people are strong in one area, but they're weak in another. You know, they're physically strong, but if you ask them to solve a problem, they don't know how to address it. Or they're mentally strong and they can solve the problem, but they fall into temptation. Or some people are spiritually strong. They don't fall into temptation. But God wants us to be all three. He wants us to prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. He wants us to be strong in every area. So if you want to be physically strong, what do? You go to the gym, you exercise. Maybe if you tell your trainer you want to build muscle, Jamie might tell you need to get some more nutrients. You need to eat a little more if you want to put some more muscle on, right? And if we want to be strong in God, we've got to stay in his word. In Luke chapter 4, the Bible tells us a story about how Jesus tells some examples of the word that was sown in the different soils, how one fell on the rocky path, and one fell on rocky soil. One fell on the hard path, and another fell on good soil. One fell among thorns, and how the one that fell on the good soil, it produced a huge harvest, 30, 60, even 100-fold. And if you want to be strong in God, you've got to let the word take root in your heart. You've got to stay in the word. That is our nutrition. And not only, the word is not only a thing, the word is a person. And he'll be your personal trainer. If you get in the word, God will let you know what it is you need to do day by day. But so many people miss God's will for their life because they're not in the word. You've got to stay in the word. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask what you will and it shall be given to you. You see, you miss out on so much if you're not in the word. His word is alive and sharper than any double-edged sword, and it's full of power. Get in the word. You see, the problem is that if you're not strong, there is an enemy that's after you. Yeah. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5 that the devil is like a roaring lion, a prowling lion, seeking whom he may devour. You've got to understand that there is an enemy that's after you. That's why you need to be strong. Do you know what animals of prey do when they're out hunting? They look for the weak one. They look for the young one. They look for the one that's not strong. And so you've got to make sure that you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How many young people have we seen come up in church and then choose to go the way of the world because they didn't get strong? And so I remember one night when I was living in my house, one night, it was early in the morning, I don't know, maybe 3 o'clock, I heard all this hissing and fussing outside. And so I went to the window, and I seen a big raccoon and a little raccoon. And then I noticed there was a fox. And the fox was trying to get to the little raccoon. But every time the fox would try to get to the little raccoon, the big raccoon would run the fox off. And that's how we have to be in the body of Christ. We got to be strong for ourselves, but we've got to be strong for our children. We've got to be strong for our families. We've got to be strong for those, everyone under the circle of our influence. God wants us to run that devil off whenever he comes and tries to cause harm to those we love. We've got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. One day I was in my room reading my Bible, and I heard gunshots outside. This is when I used to live in the Lake Washington apartments. And I went to the window and I seen a guy laying out in the parking lot. So I called 911 and I went out there and I realized it was a friend of mine. He had been shot. And when another friend of ours came out and they got him in the ambulance and they were taking him to the hospital and we got in the car. Now I'm saved now. I've changed my ways. And when we got in the car, he started pulling out little pieces of marijuana because he wanted to get high on the way to the hospital. You know, that's how he relieves his stress. But I relieve my stress by casting my cares on God. Amen? Amen. So as we were riding in the car, I started realizing this wasn't a good situation. And the devil starts speaking to me. He starts saying, well, you might as well do it. You know, he just got shot and, You know, it's a bad day. You might as well just give in. And then the word of God start coming to me. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Telling me that no temptation has overtaken you than such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but will provide a way of escape so that you can handle it. And that kept coming to me. That start coming to me. And I said, okay, Lord, where's the way of escape? And as the car was driving, the car came to a stop. The car just stopped. And I said, okay, I see it now. Then he started the car back up, and he started driving again. And the car came to a stop. I said, okay. And finally, we got to the gas station. I said, I'm going to go back and pray. I walked back to the apartments and prayed. And thanks be to God that the guy who was shot that day is alive today.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc. Or on Twitter at New Creation WA. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. But you've got to be rooted and grounded in the Word, because the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Be strong. And then what does it mean to be courageous? What does it mean to be courageous? Well, the definition of courageous seems somewhat simple compared to the definition of strength, yet it encompasses a tension that strength does not encompass. What does it mean to be courageous? The definition of courageous is the ability to do something that you know is difficult or dangerous. The ability to do something that you know is difficult or dangerous. What have you been shying away from that God has been telling you to do that's difficult or dangerous? You see, so often we miss God's best for us because we look at a situation and think it's too challenging. There's going to be too much involved. How am I going to do it? We start doing all this reasoning when if you just do what God tells you to do, if you go where he guides, he'll make sure that he provides. You see, we've got to be courageous. I remember, you know, this past summer I did a crusade in downtown Seattle. And the city was not very encouraging when I was trying to do that. You know, so, but I went through the steps. I was in contact with the Parks Department to get the permit. I was in contact with whoever I needed to be in contact with to make this thing happen. But the enemy tried to discourage me. Who do you think you are? What are you doing? It's going to rain that day. They had the forecast saying there was going to be thunderstorms. So I just prayed to God. I let God know that I was doing this for him. I wanted him to be exalted in the city of Seattle, no matter how liberal it is. And I knew they couldn't stop me because with God, we're unstoppable. So I went forward. We went out there. Velvet came and rapped. Sister Robin Henderson came and sang. The worship team from Integrity Life came out and did praise and worship. I preached, and people gave their lives to the Lord. Amen. But that's what God is calling us to do. He's calling us to be strong and courageous. Just think about Jesus. If Jesus wasn't courageous, where would we be right now? If he would have backed down when he saw the cross, if he would have not went through those stripes, if he would have not went through the insult, if he would have not went through being spit on and being beaten and being nailed to the cross, where would we be today if he wasn't courageous? The saying goes, no cross, no crown. Jesus said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Matthew 16:24. Are you carrying your cross today? Are you carrying it through your workplace? Are you carrying it through your school? Do people know that you're the Christian in the company? Jesus wants us to be courageous. You see, a ship is safe in harbor, but ships weren't made to stay in harbor. Jesus wants you to carry your cross. So how do we be strong and courageous? The first thing we touched on is by staying in the Word. The Word is where our nutrients come from. The Word is what gives us the nutrition we need to be strong and courageous. One night I was getting on the internet, as I would do every night pretty much. I would get on the internet and just surf and think about, I used to like to look at cars and all kind of stuff. And then one night while I was getting on the internet, God spoke to me. And I was thinking, well, why do I get on here every night? And I was thinking, it's for information. And God said, I have more information. So I went and opened my Bible. And the scripture God took me to was 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 3. Just look at what it says right fast. 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 3. You don't have to go there. I'll read it. It's a very simple reference. It's 1, 2, 3. 1 Kings chapter 2 in verse 3. This is where God took me. This is what it says. Keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to what is written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in all that you do, and wherever you turn. This is where God took me. I was going on the internet because I want to do surfing. I want to see cars, whatever it was I was trying to look at. And God spoke to me and said, I have more information. How many of you know that God has information that the White House doesn't have? God has information that nobody else has. God can tell you what the enemy has planned up ahead for you, but you've got to spend time with God and you've got to spend time in his word. This is how we be strong and courageous. How else? What else must we do to be strong and courageous? We must exercise our faith. In order to be strong and courageous, we need to exercise our faith. You need to lay hands on the sick. You need to cast out demons. You need to believe God. How do we become strong and courageous? By exercising our faith. Every now and then, you ought to look for somebody with a death sentence. Just because the doctor has given up on them, just so they can see what the doctor says is impossible, is possible with our God. You need to exercise your faith if you want to be strong and courageous. I used to like to listen to this old preacher. Sometimes I like to listen to some old preachers just to get some nuggets that I can bring to the body of Christ today. I like to listen to this preacher named E.V. Hill. Anybody heard of E.V. Hill? E.V. Hill, he's a preaching man. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but I still like to listen to his stuff. And one time he was telling a story about how his mama told him to go to college. And he explained how they didn't have much. His dad had died when he was young, and his mom sent him off to college with $1.90. And he explained how when he got there to register, there was a sign that said, have your $83 in whatever change when you get to the window. And he said he got in line, and there was about three people in front of him, and he said the devil started talking to him. He said, what are you doing here? Do you have a cashier's check? Do you have the cash in your pocket? You're going to embarrass yourself. This is going to be the most embarrassing moment of your life. Go back over there and pick that cotton. Go do what you've been doing back in them backwoods. And he said, Mama said she's going to pray. So he went on believing God. He said it got to one person. And he said then his faith started to get weak. But he waited. And he said the last person, when she got to the window, she just took a moment to wrap her things up. And as he was headed to the window, the dean of students came and tapped him on the shoulder. He said, are you E.V. Hill? He said, yeah. He said, we've been looking for you all morning. You got a 4-year scholarship. And we're going to give you $30 a month just to pay for the needs you have. How many of you know that God wants us to exercise our faith? If you don't exercise it, it won't ever grow. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out demons. Speak in new tongues. Exercise your faith. And if you do that, you'll be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How to be strong and courageous. And the last thing I want to share with you tonight is, if you want to be strong and courageous, learn how to rest in God. Do what you can do, and then learn how to turn it over to him. The psalmist said, it is in vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. He gives his beloved sleep. You've got to know how to turn it over to God if you want to be strong and courageous. There's no need in you pulling out your hair. There's no need in you staying up all night. He knows what you have need of. And if you turn it over to him, he'll help you to grow in that thing. You've got to learn to turn it over to God. You've got to learn to rest in him. So many people keep themselves up worrying, trying to do more than they ought to do. Do your best, and God will do the rest. You've got to turn it over to God. Isaiah 26:3 tells us that he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Don't try to do any more than what God tells you to do. Jesus never did any more or any less than what God told him to do. He just was obedient. Don't try to do more. Don't try to do less. Just obey God, and he'll do the rest. These are things you need to do if you want to be strong and courageous. You need to stay in God's word, because that's where our nutrition comes from. And God himself will train us for battle. You need to trust in God. You've got to obey him. You've got to exercise your faith. You've got to rest in God. If you do these things, God will help you to be strong and courageous. And then you can rise up to do what God has called you to do. There was a story some time back of a bus of people in Ethiopia. And they were riding along, and then they were pulled over by a group of Muslims. And the Muslims told them to pray to God. And the people start praying, and they start listening to the people pray. And they heard one man praying to the Lord, and they killed him on the spot. And my question for you today is are you willing to lay everything down for God? Are you willing to be strong and courageous and rise to the challenge that He has placed before you? All of us face different challenges, but God would not have called us to do it if He would not bring us through it. For we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. My word for you tonight is rise up and be strong and courageous. God bless you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.